All right, Steve, tomorrow is officially the first day of fall, and for some people that means just one thing. Pumpkin.
Each year the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch that he thinks is the most sincere. He's gotta pick this one. He's got to.
But if you don't like corn mazes or apple picking or Charlie Brown there, you still have pumpkin spice and the pumpkin spice latte.
But Lauren, it's supposed to be 102 degrees tomorrow. So why the obsession with a fall flavor when it doesn't feel like fall outside?
Right. Okay. So we asked a few people. For Tina Downey, a native of Philadelphia, a pumpkin spice latte is autumn in a cup.
To me, like comfy clothes, sweatpants, yeah. Watching football on Sundays. Yeah. Color-changing leaves, like, it just makes me in an East Coast mind frame.
And for Sarah Thomas, it's about creating a fall that doesn't quite exist here yet.
Because the weather doesn't really make me feel like fall is here, and so I need to do other things to make it feel like fall.
The fixation doesn't stop at coffee, though. Thomas said she bought everything pumpkin that she could find at the grocery store.
I got pumpkin pancake mix, pumpkin bread mix, pumpkin pasta sauce. I lost track.
John Stanton is a professor of food marketing at St. Joseph's University. He says that while for some people it's about trying to summon a crisp fall day, only being able to get it a few weeks a year is one reason for the pumpkin spice craze.
You know, they're not going to get it any other time. It's a limited edition. It's scarce. It's all of these things throughout the year. But guess what? You can buy it now.
Did she say pumpkin pasta sauce? All right. Well, for me, I don't think I'm going to buy a pumpkin spice latte until it's at least like under 90.
NLG, I'm waiting for December because I really like peppermint. That's my favorite.
All right.